Imagine cleaning out your closets and finding something more than 100 years old you never knew you had. Well, that's exactly what happened to the Naval History and Heritage Command in Washington. Hidden in a closet shelf, two boxes filled with artifacts from the Spanish-American War. For details, we spoke with Federal News Radio's Julia Ziegler and Mike O'Connell.
So what they found in these boxes were hundreds of glass plate slides. And on these glass plate negatives were photos taken during the Spanish-American War. Now, Mike spoke with Lisa Krunk, the lead archivist at the command's photographic archive, about how they actually found these boxes. And I'd like to play a little clip from that.
So what we were doing were, you know, taking some time to clean up are some of our spaces, our backlog spaces, to get a sense of what was back there. So as we get ready to pack things and move things to temporary storage, we were moving things around, and we had come across these two shoebox-size wooden boxes, which were quite heavy, up on a high-level shelf. And so the two staff members that were doing the cleaning and the moving things around brought these out of one of our back rooms and brought them into our main office and said, hey, I think we found something pretty interesting here that we were not aware that we had. So we opened up one of the boxes and we found all these wonderful glass slides, all of which were wrapped in very, very thin tissue paper, almost more like onion paper. And each slide was wrapped individually. And from the tightness of which they were wrapped, you can tell that they had not been opened in decades.
So, Mike, what were the photos of? Where did they come from?
Well, most of the photos were of the Spanish-American War. Most of the campaign photos are in and around the Philippine Islands, Admiral Dewey's fleet coming in, engaging the Spanish fleet. So you actually have some action photos of their ships firing their cannons or firing their guns at the competing fleet. There are also some pictures of the sunken ships and Army and Navy personnel in the streets of Philippine Islands.
Now, are these photographs? Are they negatives? Are they glass plates? Well, what format were they?
Well, actually, they're glass plates. They're not negatives. They're positives. And that was actually one of the interesting things about this. The images themselves may not be particularly unique. The people that I spoke with at the Naval History and Heritage Command said that they've seen some of these images before, but the fact that they're on these glass plates is unique. It's a different way of preserving photography, and so just having them themselves are kind of unique artifacts.
And they're regular photographs, silver nitrate. In other words, they're not daguerreotypes or some kind of really early photographic process, or, I mean, give us I should know my history better, but what year roughly were they taken?
Well, this was the Spanish-American War started in 1898. Some of the images go up to 1912. They show the raising of the USS Maine, which had sunk in Havana Harbor. So the thought was that these plates were used as sort of an early version of a slideshow that was done as a presentation of the events that surrounded the Spanish-American War.
Wow. And what do we know about who took them? What's the source of them?
It looks like they were taken by Douglas White, who was a war correspondent with the San Francisco Examiner, and he had covered the war for that paper.
Well, so tell us more about the images themselves. Julia, there's some pretty interesting shots.
Yeah, they really are. And one of the actual images that you'll see within the photo gallery that Mike created, and we have that at federalnewsradio.com, is the actual box that the History Command found these images in, or found these plates in. And it's really cool because on the box, it's this old wooden box that's about the size of a shoebox, and and there's an inscription on the outside, and that's where they found out who potentially took these photos. And so that's really neat. But then on top of that, as Mike said, it's just these great photos of life on these ships. And so my favorite is this photo of these four Navy guys all sitting around. They all look exactly the same. You know, they're all old guys, probably in their 60s. So that's what our Navy was made up of back in the day.
Old salt.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, they're all these old Navy guys. They're sitting around on this ship. They all have these big white beards, and it's just these fabulous pictures of Navy life. Another one of our favorites, and Mike and I were talking about this.
Yeah, I hadn't, when I took my first pass through the photos that the command has up on their Flickr page. I didn't notice it on this one photo, but it's four Filipinos standing in the street, and this little child is touching an unexploded shell from one of the ships. So it's just it's just like, well, I certainly got to include this because it's just an unusual image.
We're speaking with Julia Ziegler and Mike O'Connell of Federal News Radio's web staff. So tell us about the ships. I mean, are they steamships? Cannons?
The Spanish-American War, for those who aren't sort of who don't necessarily understand the significance of it, this was sort of the point in American history where we sort of stepped out on the world stage in a big way.
Sure.
And also, this was a point where we actually were seeking colonies. And we, you know, entered in this war with Spain. They were still using, for the most part, wooden ships that were steam run or sail run. And we had this steel and steam fleet that was run by coal, I believe, that came out of China, that had been stationed in China, and it came down to the Philippines and pretty much sank the entire Spanish Navy that was there.
So technological superiority, even at the turn of the last century or the century before that, really important.
Yeah, and you know, one of the really cool things I think about this story that Mike put together is he goes into the history of what happened after they found this box of slides. Because really, you know, you get this box of slides. Yes, there was inscription on the front, but where did they come from? You know, kind of the history and how they ended up in a closet at the History Command.
And that's the question. Yeah, you think of the History Command of all groups should have tracking ability of what it is they're under their purview.
Well, they were quite surprised, and I can't necessarily criticize them. They have over 26,000 artifacts, and they were actually in the process of renovating their offices at the Navy Yard. And that's sort of where they discovered the boxes. And so when they figured out who had taken the photos, then they started to do a little research to try to figure it, to track them back to see how they ended up with them. Mrs. Charles Dutroux donated the plates to the San Francisco Museum of Science and Industry in 1948. Her husband was actually a
Chuck Dutroux.
Well, actually, his nickname was Pee-wee.
Big white beard guy.
He was a crewman on Admiral Dewey's ship, the Olympia. And so she had possession of these plates. She donated them to the museum in San Francisco, who donated them to a naval museum also in San Francisco. And there they sat for, you know, up until 2008 when they transferred over to the History Command.
And so people can see all of this where?
FederalNewsRadio.com. And like I said, not only is the story itself interesting, so I urge people to read Mike's story, put a great story together and kind of this whole process, how this all came to be, but the pictures are just fantastic. I mean, who doesn't want to look at some great black and white photos from 1898? And as Mike said, it's not just the ships themselves, but there's some action shots, like middle of the battle, you know,
right.
Some smoke coming off those waters.
And there are more photos on their Flickr page, which we have a link to, and they're going to be adding these photos as part of their relaunched website in June.